Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I hope you heard that interview at the end of hour number two with Lisa Hansen, who needs your help. She's got a restaurant called The Interchange in Minnesota, and they're trying to send her to prison because she kept it open. She, you know, she didn't listen to the governor's lockdown. She's in an undisclosed location. You know, this is like Soviet era. Where are you? I'm in a bomb shelter. The Russians are going to kill us. Communist agents have been sent to murder us. I mean, you can't believe this is, these are nice small business people. What did she say? She has 5 or 6 kids and 10 grandchildren? You're putting her in jail? What kind of an animal would put her in jail? You're a bunch of animals. You're not even human beings. I told you, I promised you, we came back to hour number three, I'd give you the GoFundMe page. So here's all you do. It was very complicated, what she said. Never make these things complicated. You should make them simple, or no one's going to contribute to you. You've got to make them simple. But I think I've simplified it for you. Go to GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. And then it says, at the very top, it says search. The very top left says search. You click on search, and you enter in We the People dash The Interchange. We the People dash The Interchange. The Interchange is the name of a restaurant. Interchange Wine and Coffee Bistro. We the People dash, I guess it's Interchange. That's with The Interchange. Just We the People dash Interchange. And it comes up right away. And it says they've raised 8,766 of their goal of 300,000. Excuse me, of their goal of 30,000. Excuse me. I think they're aiming low. I think they should be trying to raise 300,000. But anyway, they've got a goal of raising 30. I don't know how she's paying all the legal fees, you know, with only a goal of raising $30,000. I would think her legal fees must be in the 100,000 above range. But in any case, who am I to decide how much she can raise? She has to make her own determination what's the right amount of money. She's trying to raise $30,000. She's a small business owner. She's a restaurant owner. And revenues are down by more than 90% in restaurants throughout Minnesota. They've all killed themselves. Basically, this is what, this is Cloward Piven. This is what I learned at Columbia University all those years ago. Hard to believe. I just don't understand how it's possible, but it was almost 40 years ago that I was in college. 40! And all the kids at Columbia were little, rich, white, spoiled brats, and they all hated their own mommy and daddy, were ashamed of their own wealth and their own white guilt, you know, their own white privilege, excuse me, and they all had white guilt. And they were constantly talking about putting all the white business owners out of business. And I always thought, it's absurd. You're never going to put these people out of business. As a matter of fact, most business owners I know, and certainly most restaurant owners I know, are pretty wealthy people. They make a lot of money, and you're just not going to be able to drive them out of business. I don't know how you plan on doing that, but for 40 years they tried with high taxes and regulations. And they never succeeded. You know, we're pretty smart business owners. We just keep making a wonderful living. No matter what you throw in front of us, no matter what roadblocks, no matter what challenges, no matter what taxes and regulations, no matter what hardships with you know, with government, we just always find a way. Payroll taxes, liability insurance, workers' compensation, health insurance. I mean, the bills are overwhelming. How anyone makes a living in a restaurant, let alone gets rich, it's hard to even understand because the bills are overwhelming. Yet, I know a lot of people have gotten really rich owning restaurants. And I never thought they'd be able to do it. Cloward Piven, it would never work because you couldn't take all the business owners out of business. All I ever heard of Columbia was how they wanted to bankrupt all the white business owners wanted to put them all out of business. These are white kids talking, white liberals, sick people, mentally ill people, hateful, hate of themselves. In any case, you have to fast forward almost 40 years to today. And you have to think about what I'm telling you in relation to what their goal was 40 years ago, that if they got power, they were going to try and put all the white business owners out of business. What would you call what's happening today? Lockdowns, masks, social distancing, all of which has been proven futile and useless and doesn't do a damn thing for COVID. I could give you article after article after article that will prove to you these are science, scientific proof, scientific research, scientific studies that prove masks play zero difference in COVID, except that they get people sick. Zero. And that now MIT came out and said social distancing is ridiculous because really it needs to be 60 feet, not 6 feet. So it makes no difference at all. 6 feet has done nothing. And lockdowns, absolutely, study after study prove are useless, except they put every business out of business. And then you start to realize this is all about, you know, let's face it. Democrats control everything. Liberals, communists, Marxists, socialists, they control the education system. They control social media. They control media, mainstream media. They control colleges. They control the court system. They control all the judges. They control all the government employees and the government employees unions. Almost everything is controlled by Democrats and liberals and communists, everything. The only thing that was still belonged to conservatives, the only thing, is small business. Almost every small business owner I've ever met in my entire life is a raving, raging conservative Republican. Because if you've ever owned a business, you have to be a conservative Republican. Nothing else makes sense. Maybe I'll make an exception. You could be a libertarian. Maybe. Which means you don't believe in lower taxes and less regulations. You believe in no taxes and no regulations. So it's even more Republican and conservative, actually. That's what's funny about libertarians. They don't think of themselves as conservative, and yet they believe in no taxes at all, and no regulations at all, and no government at all. They're more conservative than conservatives. Anyway, my point is, the only group in America left in any big way that's a conservative is small business. And it just so happens that COVID doesn't affect government employees. They all get their salaries, they all get their pensions, they get to not go to work, they sit home and collect all the same money. It doesn't affect all, and they're all Democrats, it doesn't affect millions of people on welfare and 1,000 other government programs. They all get to stay home and collect the check. No matter how bad things get, no matter how broke government is, their checks still go out. So COVID didn't affect them, and they're all Democrats, and it didn't affect the education system, teachers' unions, college professors on tenure. They all got their checks. No one got laid off. The only people that were affected was small business. And now they're trying to put us in prison if we stayed open. And they're trying to destroy our businesses. And they have destroyed our business. You know, 90% of revenue gone in Minnesota for the average restaurant. 90% in the last year. And this is going on all across America. All across America. Except for a few brave, you know, brave red Republican governors and red Republican states. You know, South Dakota, Florida, Texas. Few places like that, to some extent, Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina, to some extent. So there are a few brave red states with red Republican governors who have held out and kept the businesses mostly open. Still not as far as I'd like, maybe, but mostly open. But this is exactly what they preached at Columbia University. Let's take out all the business owners. And it just can't be a coincidence that COVID didn't affect all the Democrat groups, government employees, politicians, big government, D.C. swamp, deep state, unaffected. Government employees, unions, teachers' unions, college professors on tenure, anyone on welfare, anyone on food stamps, anyone that gets a government check of any kind, illegal aliens. None of them were affected in a bad way by COVID, other than lockdowns make everybody mentally ill, and therefore some people commit suicide, some people become drug addicts, some people become alcoholics, some people just die of loneliness, some people don't get checkups, and they die of cancer and heart disease. If they'd been caught early, they'd be fine today, but they didn't go to the doctor. So, I mean, COVID has caused a lot of death, or I should say the COVID reaction and the lockdowns have caused a lot of death that goes unrecorded and unblamed on the liberal Democrats who've done this to us. But that doesn't have to do with party affiliation. You know, there are people who are drug addicts from COVID, and there are people who have committed suicide from COVID on both the right and the left. So they're not hurting their people any more than they're hurting us. The only benefit I could think of from all of this sick overreaction, this ridiculous made-up hysteria, I mentioned in hour one, this gal was the host on MSNBC. Was it Joy Reid? She bragged that she went out jogging today for the first time in a year in the park, and she was wearing double masks outdoors. There's something mentally wrong with all of these people. But in the end, there's another group that didn't get hurt, the media. Right? The media didn't get hurt by COVID. They all still kept their jobs at MSNBC. As a matter of fact, their ratings went through the roof. In all these networks, they went through the roof. Because everybody was tuning in to see the latest death tolls. You heard the CNN producer admit, if it bleeds, it leads. They want you to talk all day long about death, 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 death. Death by COVID, death by COVID. If, you know, I saw this with the New York Post. The New York Post is probably the most conservative major newspaper in the United States of America. And yet, even they fell into the trap, just like our local Las Vegas Review-Journal fell into the trap. Because in the end, if it bleeds, it leads. You could be a conservative newspaper, but there was constantly people on the cover of the New York Post, 30 years old, they died of COVID, 18 years old, they died of COVID, 6 years old, they died of COVID. And I kept thinking to myself, in the whole United States, that's the only 6-year-old that died of COVID, and they put her on the cover. That's the only 18-year-old that died of COVID in America. Out of 330 million people, they put her on the cover. And there's the only couple in America under the age of 40 that died of COVID. They put them on the cover. Because if it bleeds, it leads. And sure enough, CNN admitted, anyone who dies, we put them right in the middle of the news. We put them at the top of the news, and we talk about the death counts day and night. There were never death counts for cancer, never death counts for heart disease, never death counts for diabetes, never death counts for car accidents and rehab, only for COVID. They were trying to put all the small business people out of business.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on
its way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions. This, our professional team will guide you. Step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty CBD. I love working out hard every day, as you all know, but I turned 60 this summer. And working out causes some serious aches and pains. Matter of fact, my favorite workout device is my rower. God, I love my rower. You know, out of my hour to hour and a half every single day workout, probably one-third to one-half of it every day is the rower. And the last 2 days, I had some back pain when I used that rower. And this is the way I solved the problem. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, who was the Super Bowl champion with the Washington Redskins, quarterback for the Redskins and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape when you're over the age of 50, and now I'm going to be 60. And Jay said, you got to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Go there, Wayne. It'll heal your body, mind, and soul. And he was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But SonsOfLibertyCBD.com does it right. Highest quality CBD you'll ever find. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal and 100% American grown and 100% American made. It's real. It's mainstream and it works. And for my listeners only, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with their subscription discount for a total of 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty. CBD.com. Make the healthy choice and choose SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25%, up to 25% off. If you subscribe to their products, you get up to 25% off when you do that little extra thing. So some of the big news stories today, former New York City Comptroller, Democrat, who previously denounced the confirmation of Judge Kavanaugh. I mean, anyone who had a brain knew that was all made up bullspit. Just completely made up. Kavanaugh didn't do anything. And the way they attacked him was so disgusting. And this Democrat New York City controller who attacked Kavanaugh, he is now accused of sexual assault. Isn't it funny the way things come around? All these Democrats, they're all the same. They're full of crap. Every man who says they're a Democrat, says they're a liberal, I'm a proud liberal, they're all guilty of crimes, bribery, in bed with the Mexican drug cartel, in bed with the Chinese Communist Party, sexually harassing their secretaries. They claim they're feminists. All they ever do is act liberal so they can get laid. Right? I can say that word on radio. Right, Chris? Yeah, I guess. That's their whole goal in life. Every liberal man I ever met. Why are you liberal? Huh? It gets me laid. They're all so full of crap, it's unbelievable. That's why they attend liberal demonstrations and say, oh, the women with the pussycat hats. Oh, yeah, I love it, man. Really, do you? Is it just because after the demonstration you smoke pot and get laid? That's all this has ever been to liberal men. You know, women are so gullible, it's unbelievable. If you believe a man is really liberal, they're all liberal because they're looking to get in your pants. New York City controller and current mayoral candidate Scott Stringer, accused of sexual assault by a campaign intern Wednesday. Jean Kim said Stringer, a Democrat, assaulted her when she worked for his campaign. Stringer denies the allegation, said he had an on-and-off consensual relationship with the accuser. Uh-huh. First, I want to make it clear that I unequivocally condemn sexual harassment of any kind, said Stringer. Sexual harassment's unacceptable. Typical liberal man with feminist beliefs, they all say that. While they're sexually harassing every woman that works for them. This isn't me. I'm going to fight for the truth because I know the allegations are false. The behavior isn't accurate and antithetical to the way I've conducted my life. Jean Kim spoke out publicly on Wednesday and asserted Stringer inappropriately and relentlessly pursued a sexual relationship with her and asked her more than once, why won't you F me? One evening shortly before the primary, I was talking to Stringer about the primary when, without warning, without my consent, he kissed me using his tongue, put his hand down my pants, groped me inside my underpants. I pulled away, tried to avoid him. He warned me not to tell anyone about it. There's the guy that's criticizing Kavanaugh. I'm sure there's a guy who criticized Trump. Every time one of those lying women came out and said Trump sexually harassed them, I'm sure this guy said, oh my God, Trump, he's a rapist. Oh, Trump's horrible. Yeah, okay. Because, again, it's Saul Alinsky. Look in the mirror. Whatever you see, whatever you are, blame the other guy. Donald Trump never had to sexually assault anyone. That much I can tell you. He was only like the best-looking billionaire businessman in the world and one of the most famous celebrities on earth. And the women who came forward, most of whom, let's just say, were not good-looking enough to make Donald Trump's dating list. So I never believed that one. But this guy, I take one look at this guy, Stringer, and I immediately know he did what she said he did. Allegedly. These guys are all so full of crap.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will make his first address to a joint session of Congress in a primetime speech tonight. Biden will lay out his policy vision as he prepares to end his first 100 days in office. Republican Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina will be in the spotlight tonight as he will be giving the rebuttal to Biden's speech. As far as what we can expect to hear from the president, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says you should be prepared to get out your pocketbook.
We've seen trillions of dollars of spending, and tonight Joe Biden is going to propose trillions of dollars more. He's going to propose trillions of dollars in additional taxes. If you're an American, if you're working, your taxes are going up.
Federal investigators executed a search warrant at the New York City apartment of Rudy Giuliani. That's according to his lawyer. Giuliani has been under investigation for his business dealings in Ukraine. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. If you want war, excuse me, if you want peace, prepare. No other way to get peace, right? You have to scare people. Peace through strength. That's this show, War. Wayne Allen Root, we prepare you for war so that hopefully you never have to fight a war. But it looks like we're in one right now. Let me do a little housekeeping real quick. I want to let you all know my email address because I'd love to hear from you. WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from any and all of you. All my best ideas come from you. You inspire me. Thank you. RootForAmerica.com is my website, and I think it's a beautiful website now. RootForAmerica.com. We've got my videos. We've got my columns. We've got my commentaries. It's all there. RootForAmerica.com. Parler is where I hang my hat for all my opinions. No longer Twitter. I'm banned for life from Twitter. What a surprise. Badge of honor. But I'm at Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R, and you go, once you get there, you go to @RealWayneRoot, @RealWayneRoot. And then I've got my daily podcast, which is available in all the usual places, right, where you download podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, wherever you listen to podcasts, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. Anyone who appreciates God, Guns, Gold, and Tax Cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. And I break down all the biggest news stories of the day and the week for conservatives that you need to hear. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. All right, let's get to some news that I think is important. First of all, you know, I keep telling you the Democrats are mentally ill. And the worst one of all has got to be this guy Fauci, Dr. Fauci. He's a nutcase. He's a nutjob. He justifies children wearing masks outdoors. You know, this guy goes back and forth like a yo-yo. You ever watch someone watching a tennis match, the U.S. Open, Wimbledon, their head goes to the right, their head goes to the left, their head goes to the right, their head goes to the left. That's what you get whiplash watching Dr. Fauci make pronouncements about COVID. He changes his mind every single day. Every single day. Every day it's something new. A day ago, he shocked everyone by saying, you know, we're going to change the rules. You probably don't need a mask outdoors if you're vaccinated. Nice of you. Nice of you. Very nice. Most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. But now he comes back and says children should wear masks outside. Even though children don't get COVID. If they get COVID, it's a cold. Children don't die from COVID. Their death rate is zero. Statistically zero. White House Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Anthony Fauci discussed the new mask guidelines that allow vaccinated people to go outside without masks. How nice of you. Do you realize I've been outside without a mask the entire pandemic? Not once have I ever worn a mask outdoors. Not once. Other than for 5 minutes when the media was around during one of my rallies. That's it. There's no reason to ever wear a mask outdoors. You're breathing fresh air. The thing is, I do believe in science, unlike all the morons on the left. I actually read scientific articles all the time. And from the first day of this pandemic, I read articles that said that, first of all, masks don't work in general, but they definitely are not needed outdoors. And second of all, social distancing, a new study from MIT just came out. Social distancing doesn't work. But the more important one was, the much more important one was that if you're with somebody, and this wasn't about outdoors, it was anywhere, indoors, outdoors. I read, I think it was in the New England Journal of Medicine, infectious disease specialists reported that if you're talking to someone in the subway or outside or inside, it's not like they breathe in your face and you get COVID. That's not the case. They said you have to be around someone like an hour or longer to get COVID. If you spend 5 minutes or you're walking by them or you're waiting on a train platform with them, you're not getting COVID. The odds of getting COVID are like very, very, very remote. You have to literally be with someone like your wife gets COVID and you're in bed with her all night to get COVID. That's literally what you have to do. Any short interaction with anyone does not give you COVID, let alone outdoors. So ridiculous. So host Savannah Guthrie asked Fauci when kids are going to be able to play without masks. My kids will always play without masks. My kids have never worn a mask outside. Fauci suggested that time would come once they're vaccinated. He cautioned that since children are unvaccinated and out in the community, they're more at risk of getting infected. It's going to be a situation. Well, first of all, kids will ultimately wind up getting vaccinated. But why? But you want to have some activity in that direction before they do. High school kids will likely get vaccinated as we get into the fall term. Children of any age will be vaccinated by the time we get to the end of the year. You know, you're so dumb, Fauci. You and all your liberal morons. You're all so stupid. You don't realize that between 25 and 40% of the population is never getting vaccinated. In case you don't know that, dummies. But let's not talk about the end of the year. Let's talk about the immediate or intermediate future, he said. When children are out in the community, when you have 50,000 infections a day, they're unvaccinated now because children can't get vaccinated now. And for that reason, they're more at risk of getting infected because they're out in the community. And when the community level starts to go way down, the risk to everybody, including children, will be dramatically diminished. And Guthrie said, but isn't that a weird situation? Because I'm not fully vaccinated yet. I could take off my mask and walk home. Like, doesn't that just point out that the CDC guidelines is some sort of disconnect? Well, yeah, Fauci stated, when you're pointing out, when you're referencing Savannah is the top two not fully vaccinated, I don't know what that means, Savannah is the top two not fully vaccinated, that people can go out without masks if you walk, run with members of your household, attend a small outdoor gathering, fully vaccinated with friends, that after that, everything has a mask on it, as you're showing correctly now on the screen. So what you're asking is, if you're on the left-hand part and you see unvaccinated people walk outdoors with members of your household, and you're asking now, if your child's a member of your household, can you walk outdoors with your child without a mask? According to the chart, the answer is yes. But the child can't, she wondered, not to beat it to death? And Fauci responded, yes, yes. So what does any of that mean? Do you have any idea what that means? I think it means, as I've said for years, and I can say it because I'm Ivy League educated, and I graduated Ivy League school, Columbia University, so it's not like I'm jealous that they're all, you know, brilliant intellectual elites who graduated Ivy League schools. So I can say this. All the kids I went to Columbia with are effing morons. They're all communists. They all hate America. They all have no common sense. Their entire life's been spent with their nose in a book. And that's Dr. Fauci. He doesn't know anything. He's a bookworm. He doesn't live in the real world. How do you explain that I'm friends with 100 restaurant owners, not one of them ever got COVID? How's that possible? They're in a restaurant every night and they don't get COVID. How's it possible that I go to the restaurants every night and none of their employees got COVID? How's it possible? I don't know anyone whose kids got COVID and their kids were really sick. Not one. Their kids got a cold. My son had COVID. It was a cold. He had a mild sore throat for 2 days. He was fine on the third day. It's so ridiculous. And the lockdown obsession that ruined people's lives and bankrupted all the business owners who just happen to all be conservative Republicans. 99% of all small business owners and virtually every restaurant owner I've ever met is a fan of Wayne Root. Every restaurant in Las Vegas listens to Wayne Root. Why? They're all conservatives. Anyone who runs a business is a conservative. So the whole thing is just absolutely freaking ridiculous. Here's a human rights attorney in Orange County, California. Human rights attorney Lee Dundas is not a fan of giving the COVID shot to kids. During a recent appearance in Tulsa, Oklahoma, she revealed how she fought back after making a stunning discovery in Orange County, California schools where she is a resident. During her speech at the Health and Freedom Conference in Tulsa, Dundas shared a video of her incredible appearance before the Orange County Board of Education. She blasted OC healthcare agency director Dr. Clayton Chow and Orange County School Superintendent Alma Harris for trying to find a way to sidestep and entirely remove informed parental consent for the COVID vaccine. She accused them of trying to turn Orange County schools into vaccine centers. Dr. Chow was recently forced to shelve his proposal for the county's digital COVID-19 vaccine verification plan, which he claimed would likely be in the form of a QR code that could be scanned. He was forced to put his plan on the back burner after the public became outraged over privacy and tracking issues related to his vaccination verification plan. And this is in such a red Republican county, Orange County, California. I knew when I saw that it was insane. I said, what? They want a vaccine passport in Orange County, California? So the outspoken human rights attorney continued, the COVID-19 vaccine is an experimental medical protocol authorized under Emergency Use Authorization Act, and as such, you cannot mandate it for anyone, nor can you sidestep informed consent. There's a reason that kids can't smoke, drink, drive, have sex, vote, or die for this country. That's because the law says they don't have the capacity to understand those decisions, and that applies to the vaccine more than ever. Hear me loud and clear and well. We will not be morphing our school campuses into COVID vaccine centers for the delivery of an experimental medical protocol that has killed every single ferret they had in the study until such time they had to abandon the study, she told the school board and members of the audience. She reminded everyone the last time such a plan to conduct experimental medical protocols on vulnerable populations took place. She said it was Joseph Mengele, the Angel of Death, part of the SS, in 1943. She demanded that both individuals involved in the plot to vaccinate the kids without parental consent be immediately censured and demanded they immediately resign. Dr. Chow and Dr. Maharis, you are hereby on notice. You appear to have knowingly hatched a plan to sidestep or violate international, federal, and state law, not just the Nuremberg informed consent language, but the black letter law of the EUA, as well as California state law, which says you can't do the planned insertion of experimental genetic altering protocols into the very children you were elected and charged with protecting. Interesting story. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I'm in the final days of my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all of the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase, join right now at 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Mention WAR, and during the month of February, you and your loved one get 2 for 1. That's right, buy one, get one free. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allyn Root, and now he's a fan of sonsoflibertycbd.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about sonsoflibertycbd.com, and now I'm telling you, go to sonsoflibertycbd.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Last segment of the show, where did 3 hours go? By the way, if you're in Vegas, it's a four-hour show, so there's still another hour to go. We added 6 to 7 p.m. hour in Las Vegas, so stay tuned if you're in Vegas. But on KXNC, 790 a.m., Edward Stoltz's great station. Oh, did I say KXNC? I meant to say KBET. I meant to say KBET. I'm sorry. Where's my mind? There's so many stations in Vegas. I've got stations on my mind. KBET in Las Vegas is Ed Stoltz's great station. And the show airs from 3 to 7, 4 hours a day, 3 to 7. So I just want to make sure everybody knows to stay on for the next hour. We extended it for one specific reason, because the rush hour in Vegas is pretty strong from 6 to 7. A lot of people are still in the car, headed to or from events or work, and we just want to make sure we have great coverage for everybody. So we extended it another hour, KBET 790 a.m. here in Las Vegas. Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you need a health care program for 2021, you're in luck. A special enrollment period has taken place. And it's because Biden extended it for basically the whole year. You don't have to worry about Windows anymore because it just goes on forever and ever and ever. You can change your health care right now to Liberty Health Share. And they offer affordable health care sharing programs starting at as low as $199 per month. I found Liberty Health Share 6 years ago. It's the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing. From a nonprofit ministry, there are no contracts, there's no network. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. There's great credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the last 4 years. I'm a member. My children are members. And just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000. Could be as much as $180,000. It all depends on where my health insurance with Aetna would be right now. I don't know, because I left it, 6 years ago. So during those 6 years, how much higher did it go? It was $2,000 a month. Would it be $3,000 a month? If it's $3,000 a month, I might have actually saved, $150,000 or $170,000 or $180,000. Could you use an extra $100,000, extra $150,000? I'll bet you could. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. Start saving every month, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, 855-58-LIBERTY. Texas lawmakers advanced legislation to prohibit gender treatment for minors and rework the definition of child abuse. And by the way, this comes on the same day that Florida reiterated that they will not allow vaccine passports. I mean, there's the two states in America you gotta love. Florida and Texas, above all else. Here's the headline. Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, extends emergency order necessary to protect Floridians from so-called vaccine passport. And here's the Texas story. State lawmakers in Texas have advanced legislation to protect children from life-altering drug treatment and surgery in the name of gender identity. Senate Bill 1646 would expand the legal definition of child abuse to include puberty-blocking medication, hormones, and surgery for individuals under 18 years of age. Love it! This is pure common sense. Once you're at 18, you're an adult, you can do what you want. You're crazy. If you do something like this, it'll affect the rest of your life. It's a dumb decision. You shouldn't even think about it. So you're 25, your brain is not developed enough. But at 18, if you're old enough to make a decision to join the military, I think you could argue you can make your own decisions. Until then, nobody should be allowed without parental consent to do something like this. And with parental consent, it's still child abuse. The Austin American Statesman reported on the bill, which, similar to legislation that has been crafted, debated, and advanced in 30 states. Parents who allow such treatments risk removal of their children by Child Protective Services, said the bill's author, Senator Charles Perry, Republican of Lubbock. The goal is to delay treatment at least until age 18, when transgender Texans are in a better position to make life-altering decisions. Once puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones are given to a child, they are almost guaranteed to fully transition. When adults give children these drugs, they're setting a path the children may not have chosen, and a path they may never be able to be reversed. Democrat State Senator Jose Menendez called the bill an unnecessary state overreach that would intrude on parental rights. Isn't that funny how Democrats turn it around? You know, no, I'm sorry. What state overreach would be to allow children to be abused and do nothing about it? Intrude on parental rights. Like parents have a right to ruin their children's lives and change a vagina to a penis. Are you joking? And here's Florida, another great state. Ron DeSantis extended the state's state of emergency on Tuesday, contending it's necessary to ensure Florida schools remain open for the remainder of the school year and to protect Floridians from being required to produce a so-called vaccine passport. The emergency order, which has been in effect for over a year, was set to expire at midnight. DeSantis extended again, citing the continued impact of the Chinese coronavirus beyond a public health standpoint. The order also cites the governor's commitment to providing all available resources to assist Floridians and local communities in their efforts to recover economically from the impact of a pandemic. As Florida continues to realize a manageable trend in COVID, a 4.7% unemployment rate, he said, well under the national average, and state revenues improving significantly from worst-case projections, gaining $4.1 billion additional projected revenue, the state should prepare to resume non-emergency operations. You got freedom in Texas, you got an economy in Texas, you got restaurants all open in Texas for months, and you got jobs in Texas. And you got all of that in Florida. Thank God for Florida and Texas. And you got schools open. God bless Florida and Texas. Great states. We all got to start thinking about where we need to relocate. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.